away, O end of all. They weaken the power of life. And indeed, how short is all life? Keep thy horses and dancing and singing. Man cannot be satisfied with wealth. Shall we enjoy wealth with you in sight? Shall we live whilst you are in power? I can only ask for the boon I have asked. When a mortal here on earth has felt his own immortality, how could he wish for a long life of pleasures, for the lust of deceitful beauty? Solve then the doubt as to the great beyond. Grant me the gift that unveils the mystery. This is the only gift Nachiketas can ask. Part 2. Death. There is the path of joy and there is the path of pleasure. Both attract the soul. Who follows the first comes to good. Who follows pleasure reaches not the end. The two paths lie in front of man. Pondering on them, the wise man chooses the path of joy. The fool takes the path of pleasure. You have pondered, Nachiketas, on pleasures, and you have rejected them. You have not accepted that chain of possessions wherewith men bind themselves, and beneath which they sink. There is the path of wisdom and the path of ignorance. They are far apart and lead to different ends. You are, Nachiketas, a follower of the path of wisdom. Many pleasures tempt you not. Abiding in the midst of ignorance, thinking themselves wise and learned, fools go aimlessly hither and thither, like blind led by the blind. What lies beyond life shines not to those who are childish or careless or deluded by wealth. This is the only world. There is no other, they say. And thus they go from death to death. Not many hear of him, and of those not many reach him. Wonderful is he who can teach about him, and wise is he who can be taught. Wonderful is he who knows him when taught. He cannot be taught by one who has not reached him, and he cannot be reached by much thinking. The way to him is through a teacher who has seen him. He is higher than the highest thoughts, in truth above all thought. This sacred knowledge is not attained by reasoning, but it can be given by a true teacher. As your purpose is steady, you have found him. May I find another pupil like you. I know that treasures pass away and that the eternal is not reached by the transient. I have thus laid the fire of sacrifice of Nachiketas, and by burning in it the transient, I have reached the eternal. Before your eyes have been spread, Nachiketas, the fulfillment of all desire, the dominion of the world, the eternal reward of ritual, the shore where there is no fear, the greatness of fame and boundless space. With strength and wisdom, you have renounced them all. When the wise rests his mind in contemplation on our God beyond time, who invisibly dwells in the mystery of things and in the heart of man, then he rises above pleasures and sorrow. When a man has heard and has understood, and, finding the essence, reaches the inmost, then he finds joy in the source of joy. Nachiketas is a house open for thy Atman, thy God. Nachiketas, tell me what you see beyond right and wrong, beyond what is done or not done, beyond past and future. Death. I will tell you the word that all the Vedas glorify. All self-sacrifice expresses. All sacred studies and holy life seek. That word is Om.